Bloomington residents canceled a planned protest on Wednesday at Mayor John Hamilton's residence. A die-in was planned to take place on Wednesday at the Bloomington residence of Mayor John Hamilton and his wife, IU law professor Dawn Johnson. The planned die-in at Hamilton's residence came after repeated calls for the city to remove the addresses and personal information of overdose victims from the city's data website. In a Facebook post yesterday, IU law professor and Bloomington First Lady Johnson criticized reporting from the Herald-Times for providing information on the protest on its front page. Johnson's post read, in part, quote, "I experienced the Herald-Times story as a personal blow, disorienting and a bit surreal to read. I am a huge proponent of the First Amendment, a subject I teach, and of course recognize their right to publish the piece. But I think I'm responding from more than simply personal motive when I say that I believe it was an inappropriate choice to publish as they did." Unquote. Community members, including Monroe County Commissioner Amanda Barge and Indiana Recovery Alliance Director Chris Abert, have repeatedly called on the city to remove the home addresses where fatal opioid overdoses have been reported. The city reported that they had removed a map showing the addresses where fatal overdoses had occurred last week, but the information was still hosted on its website, BloomingtonRevealed.com. In an interview last week, City of Bloomington Communications Director Yael Cassander said that the city was in the process of making changes to the overdose map on BloomingtonRevealed.com.
The site is in the process of being reconstructed. The street addresses are being obscured, and in their place, a label is being placed on the geographical dot that indicates whether the location is commercial, residential, public, or hospital. This is all being done sort of by hand, and so the process is taking just a bit longer than it would be if this could be done automatically.
The data set containing a map of overdose deaths was removed as of this afternoon, and members of the organizing group called the Equity Collective have subsequently canceled their planned die-in at the Hamilton Johnson residence.